History repeats. Years ago, there was an Adventist who taught at a self-supporting Adventist school. For a time, he held special worship services for the students, where he instructed those students about the various errors promoted by Future for America. One of his primary points is that all the inspired references that identify the repetition of history are only references that identify that the moral lessons from those histories are what is to be repeated. I brought these following references together to clarify his erroneous teachings, but never presented them to him. These are far from all the references on the subject. Feel free to send any others you may come across, and we can add them. Even the world is sometimes smarter than professed Seventh-day Adventists. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. This quote is attributed to the philosopher and writer George Santayana. This quote is attributed to the Most High God. We have nothing to fear for the future, except as we shall forget the way the Lord has led us and his teaching in our past history. Life Sketches, 196. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. 1 Corinthians 10:11. I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. Hosea 12:10. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. But there were false prophets also among the people. Even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. 1 Peter 1:19-2:1. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. 2 Chronicles 20:20. If ye will not believe, surely ye shall not be established. Isaiah 7:9. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Romans 15:4. A wise man will hear, and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Proverbs 1:5-6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Hosea 4:6. The Bible has accumulated and bound up together its treasures for this last generation. All the great events and solemn transactions of Old Testament history have been, and are, repeating themselves in the church in these last days. There is Moses still speaking, teaching self-renunciation by wishing himself blotted from the book of life for his people so that they might be saved. David is leading the intercession of the church for the salvation of souls to the ends of the earth. The prophets are still testifying of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. There the whole accumulated truths are presented in force to us, that we may profit by their teachings. We are under the influence of the whole. Selected Messages, Book 3, 339. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24:37-39. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Luke 17:26-30. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Jude 1:7. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. Isaiah 1:10. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Jeremiah 23:14. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, See, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us. I know that, whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And God requireth that which is past. Ecclesiastes 1, 9-10, 3:14-15. The Old and New Testaments are linked together by the golden clasp of God. We need to become familiar with the Old Testament scriptures. The unchangeableness of God should be clearly seen. The similarity of his dealings with his people, of the past dispensation, and of the present, should be studied. Under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, Solomon wrote, That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. In mercy, God repeats his past dealings. He has given us a record of his dealings in the past. This we need to study carefully, for history is repeating itself. Review and Herald, April 20, 1897. God is infallible. God has spoken by Solomon that he requireth that which is past. Ecclesiastes 3:15. He seeks again that which is past. Marginal reading. The body of Huss was consumed. The council had done all that they could do with the man whose only crime was that he could not accept as infallible the counsel of Constance, and he could not let their voice stand above the voice of God in his word. But God seeks again that which is past, recalling all the proceedings whether of judgment or of mercy. He recalls all the doings of different ages and repeats them in the present generation. It is for this reason that there is such value in the registered experience of the believers of other days. The biography of the righteous is among the best treasures that the church can possess. We have the benefit of the accounts of the workings of the power of evil, in contrast to the deeds of those who through many centuries were living by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This rich experience is bequeathed to us as a legacy of great value. When history shall be repeated, when the great men of earth will not come to the Bible for light and evidence and truth, when the commandments of men shall be exalted above the commandments of God, and when it shall be regarded a crime to obey God rather than the laws of men, then we shall not have to tread a path in which we have had but few examples of others who have gone before us. Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, 275. Bible history is to be repeated. Calamities will come, calamities most awful, most unexpected, and these destructions will follow one after another. If there will be a heeding of the warnings that God has given, and if churches will repent, returning to their allegiance, then other cities may be spared for a time. But if men who have been deceived continue in the same way in which they have been walking, disregarding the law of God and presenting falsehoods before the people, God allows them to suffer calamity, that their senses may be awakened. Manuscript Releases, Volume 2167. Prophecy and also history. In history and prophecy, the Word of God portrays the long, continued conflict between truth and error. That conflict is yet in progress. Those things that have been will be repeated. Selected Messages, Book 2, 109. Cain and Abel. The history of Cain and Abel will be repeated. Cain insisted on carrying out his own plans in his offering to the Lord. Abel was steadfast in carrying out the directions of the Lord. He would not be converted in Cain's way. Although the offering of Cain was a very acceptable one, that which made the offering required at all, the blood of the slain lamb, was left out. There could be no harmony between the two brothers, and contention must come. Abel could not concede to Cain without being guilty of disobedience to the special commands of God. Christ triumphant, 36. Job, God had given a lesson designed to prevent this. The history of Job had shown that suffering is inflicted by Satan and is overruled by God for purposes of mercy. But Israel did not understand the lesson. The same error for which God had reproved the friends of Job was repeated by the Jews in their rejection of Christ. Welfare Ministry, 21 Ancient Israel. Sometimes the case seems hopeless to me, because you have been treading in the very footsteps of the Jewish nation. You are repeating their history. The whole heavenly universe is astonished at the spiritual condition of things at Battle Creek. The 1888 Materials, 1631. Such is the sure result of neglect to appreciate and improve the light and privileges which God bestows. Unless the church will follow on in his opening providence, accepting every ray of light, performing every duty which may be revealed, religion will inevitably degenerate into the observance of forms, and the spirit of vital godliness will disappear. This truth has been repeatedly illustrated in the history of the church. God requires of his people works of faith and obedience corresponding to the blessings and privileges bestowed. Obedience requires a sacrifice and involves a cross. And this is why so many of the professed followers of Christ refused to receive the light from heaven, and like the Jews of old, knew not the time of their visitation. Luke 19:44. Because of their pride and unbelief, the Lord passed them by and revealed his truth to those who, like the shepherds of Bethlehem and the Eastern Magi, had given heed to all the light they had received. The Great Controversy, 3:16. I question whether genuine rebellion is ever curable. Study in Patriarchs and Prophets the rebellion of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. This rebellion was extended, including more than two men. It was led by 250 princes of the congregation, men of renown. Call rebellion by its right name and apostasy by its right name, and then consider that the experience of the ancient people of God with all its objectionable features was faithfully chronicled to pass into history. The scripture declares, "These things are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come." 1 Corinthians 10:11. And if men and women who have the knowledge of the truth are so far separated from their great leader that they will take the great leader of apostasy and name him Christ our righteousness, it is because they have not sunk deep into the mines of the truth. They are not able to distinguish the precious ore from the base material. Selected Messages, Book 2, 393. The history of the rebellion of Dathan and Abiram is being repeated and will be repeated till the close of time. Who will be on the Lord's side? Who will be deceived and in their turn become deceivers? Last Day Events, 173. In this experience of backsliding from the principles of health reform, our people have been repeating the history of the children of Israel in the wilderness during their 40 years of travel. Those who continue to follow their own course in this respect, eating and drinking as they please, will gradually grow careless of the instructions of the Lord regarding other phases of the present truth. They will surely reap as they have sown. Spalding and Magin, 428. Near the close of this earth's history, Satan will work with all his powers in the same manner and with the same temptations wherewith he tempted ancient Israel just before their entering the land of promise. Adventist Home, 327. Satan's snares are laid for us as verily as they were laid for the children of Israel just prior to their entrance into the land of Canaan. We are repeating the history of that people. Testimonies, Volume 5, 106. We want to understand the time in which we live. We do not half understand it. We do not half take it in. My heart trembles in me when I think of what a foe we have to meet and how poorly we are prepared to meet him. The trials of the children of Israel and their attitude just before the first coming of Christ illustrate the position of the people of God in their experience before the second coming of Christ. Selected Messages, Book 1, 406. Satan is working so that the history of the Jewish nation may be repeated in the experience of those who claim to believe present truth. The Jews had the Old Testament scriptures and supposed themselves conversant with them, but they made a woeful mistake. The prophecies that refer to the glorious second appearing of Christ in the clouds of heaven, they regarded as referring to his first coming. Because he did not come according to their expectations, they turned away from him. Satan knew just how to take these men in his net and deceive and destroy them. The very same Satan is at work to undermine the faith of the people of God at this time. There are persons ready to catch up every new idea. The prophecies of Daniel and the Revelation are misinterpreted. These persons do not consider that the truth has been set forth at the appointed time by the very men whom God was leading to do this special work. These men followed on step by step in the very fulfillment of prophecy, and those who have not had a personal experience in this work are to take the word of God and believe on their word, who have been led by the Lord in the proclamation of the first, second, and third angels' messages. These messages, received and acted upon, are doing their work to prepare a people to stand in the great day of God. If we search the scriptures to confirm the truth God has given his servants for the world, we shall be found proclaiming the first, second, and third angels' messages. Selected Messages, Book 2, 111. The people of Israel were required to commit to memory this poetic history and to teach it to their children and their children's children. It was to be chanted by the congregation when assembled for worship and to be repeated by the people as they went in and out about their daily duties. This song was not only historical, but prophetic. It recounted the wonderful dealings of God with his people in the past and also foreshadowed the great events of the future, the final victory of the faithful when Christ shall appear the second time in power and glory. The prophetic word shows clearly that we are living near the close of this world's history and that we may soon expect the coming of the Son of Man in the clouds of heaven. As the Israelites journeyed toward the earthly Canaan, so are we pressing onward to reach the heavenly Canaan. The history of their backslidings is repeated among the people of God today. Faith and piety are waning. Many who once loved the appearing of Christ are setting their affections upon this world and are conforming to its habits and customs. The fear of God is not kept before the mind, and the natural desires and inclinations gain control. The apostle presents before us the history of the children of Israel and states that these things are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. He exhorts us not to lust after evil things as they lusted. The very same enemy that tempted the people of God in ancient times will tempt his people in these last days. We should be earnest, active, and vigilant in making ready for the appearing of our Lord. Every device will be employed to lead men away from God. Infidelity is exerting itself to the utmost. The present age is characterized by intense earnestness and activity in worldly pursuits, but zeal and energy in the service of God are sadly deficient. Signs of the Times, May 26, 1881. Satan was determined to keep his hold on the land of Canaan, and when it was made the habitation of the children of Israel, and the law of God was made the law of the land, he hated Israel with a cruel and malignant hatred and plotted their destruction. Through the agency of evil spirits, strange gods were introduced, and because of transgression, the chosen people were finally scattered from the land of promise. This history Satan is striving to repeat in our day. God is leading his people out from the abominations of the world that they may keep his law, and because of this, the rage of the accuser of our brethren knows no bounds. The devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Revelation 12, 10-12. The antitypical land of promise is just before us, and Satan is determined to destroy the people of God and cut them off from their inheritance. The admonition, "Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation," Mark 14:38, was never more needed than now. Patriarchs and Prophets 6:88. In his word, the Lord declared what he would do for Israel if they would obey his voice. But the leaders of the people yielded to the temptations of Satan, and God could not give them the blessings he designed them to have, because they did not obey his voice, but listened to the voice and policy of Lucifer. This experience will be repeated in the last years of the history of the people of God, who have been established by his grace and power. Men whom he has greatly honored will in the closing scenes of this earth's history pattern after ancient Israel. Hebrews 3:7-13 quoted, "Bear this in mind. History is being repeated. The perils that God's people encountered in past ages they will encounter again, intensified. Satan has obtained influence over men whom God has honored above all human intelligence, as he honored Solomon. Manuscript Releases, Volume 13, 380. The Jews claimed to believe the law, but they broke every precept of it by their spirit of rebellion against Christ. History is being repeated. The shepherds of the flock of God are doing in this day just what the Jewish leaders did in their day. The Christian world is going over the same ground, manifesting the same spirit. Church members claim to be superior to others because they believe on Christ, but they are not doers of his words any more than the Jews were obedient to the law which they professed to hold in such high esteem. Many today, as did the Jews, will turn conviction into resistance because of the cross involved. By their resistance to the messages of truth, professed Christians show that, had they lived on the earth at the time of Christ's first advent, they would have joined with the Jews in accusing him, and would have taken an active part in crucifying the Prince of Life. When the claims of God's law are presented to them, they act as did the Jews when the claims of truth spoken by the divine teacher fell upon their ears. But these rejectors of truth cannot always remain deaf to the claims of God's law, for it is eternal and irrevocable. Review and Herald, May 18, 1897. How did men treat Christ when he came? He came unto his own, and his own received him not. John 1, thus it is today. This history is being repeated, and will be repeated again and again before the Lord shall come in the clouds of heaven. The deceptions of Satan will be upon those who dwell on the earth. That we may know him, 54. History is being repeated. In our day we meet the same false reasoning among the rulers and the ministers as the people met when Christ was upon the earth. We need to consider the words of Christ. Take heed that no man deceive you. The Jews were deceiving themselves. It was not because of a lack of light and evidence that Christ was not received and believed and honored as the Messiah. It was the malignity and jealousy and prejudice that bound so large a number with its cruel power. Minds clouded with prejudice, warped with envy and unholy passion, will not come to the Word of God for their decision. Those who sat in Moses' seat instilled into the minds of the people their false interpretations of Scripture. The truth was buried beneath their own doctrines and maxims and traditions. They taught the people that Christ was to appear as a great conqueror to break the Roman yoke from off the nation. They could not bring their proud hearts to believe the prophecies. Signs of the Times, July 23, 1896. The cloud of divine wrath was gathering over Jerusalem. Christ saw the city beleaguered. He saw it lost. In a voice full of tears, he exclaimed, "If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes." I present this feeble representation of a terrible picture to those who today are going over the same ground, refusing the messages of the grace of God, rejecting the warnings against a course of wickedness. The ground trodden by the Jewish leaders is being trodden today by those who have made light of the warnings from heaven, with looks, with words, with gesticulations. I have heard the ridicule of the warnings sent them and refused by them. I know that the same spirit that existed in the days of Christ exists today. The blessings that the Savior longs to bestow, he is forced to withhold because of the contempt manifested by the men who give proof in their lives that they reject all warnings, all entreaties, all efforts for their salvation. They know not the day of their visitation. They despise the evidence of God's working, and history is being repeated. The Paulson Collection, 11. Judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. Isaiah 59, 14, 15. This was fulfilled in the life of Christ on earth. He was loyal to God's commandments, setting aside the human traditions and requirements which had been exalted in their place. Because of this, he was hated and persecuted. This history is repeated. The laws and traditions of men are exalted above the law of God, and those who are true to God's commandments suffer reproach and persecution. Christ, because of his faithfulness to God, was accused as a Sabbath breaker and blasphemer. He was declared to be possessed of a devil and was denounced as Beelzebub. In like manner, his followers are accused and misrepresented. Thus Satan hopes to lead them to sin and cast dishonor upon God. Christ's Object Lessons 170. So it will be in the great final conflict of the controversy between righteousness and sin. While new life and light and power are descending from on high upon the disciples of Christ, a new life is springing up from beneath and energizing the agencies of Satan. Intensity is taking possession of every earthly element. With a subtlety gained through centuries of conflict, the prince of evil works under a disguise. He appears clothed as an angel of light, and multitudes are giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4:1. In the days of Christ, the leaders and teachers of Israel were powerless to resist the work of Satan. They were neglecting the only means by which they could have withstood evil spirits. It was by the word of God that Christ overcame the wicked one. The leaders of Israel professed to be the expositors of God's word, but they had studied it only to sustain their traditions and enforce their man-made observances. By their interpretation, they made it express sentiments that God had never given. Their mystical construction made indistinct that which he had made plain. They disputed over insignificant technicalities and practically denied the most essential truths. Thus infidelity was sown broadcast. God's word was robbed of its power, and evil spirits worked their will. History is repeating. With the open Bible before them and professing to reverence its teachings, many of the religious leaders of our time are destroying faith in it as the word of God. They busy themselves with dissecting the word and set their own opinions above its plainest statements. In their hands, God's word loses its regenerating power. This is why infidelity runs riot and iniquity is rife. The Desire of Ages, 257-258. This blighted fig tree with its pretentious branches is to repeat its lesson in every age to the close of this earth's history. If the spirit of Satan entered unto unsanctified hearts in the days of Christ to counterwork the requirements of God in that generation, it will surely enter into the professed Christian churches in our day. History will repeat itself. Christ Triumphant, 256. Never before was there such a general knowledge of Jesus as when he hung upon the cross. He was lifted up from the earth to draw all unto him. Into the hearts of many who beheld the crucifixion scene and who heard Christ's words was the light of truth to shine. With John they would proclaim, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Truth is truth and will remain truth, and in the end will triumph gloriously. The lamp of life is trimmed by the hand that lighted it. The Jewish leaders sought to remove it from the earth, but it shone on and irradiated the world. Christ rose from the grave, and over the rent sepulcher of Joseph he proclaimed, "I am the resurrection and the life." Men in this age will repeat the history of the past. Review and Herald, December 28, 1897. As the light and life of men was rejected by the ecclesiastical authorities in the days of Christ, so it has been rejected in every succeeding generation. Again and again, the history of Christ's withdrawal from Judea has been repeated. The Desire of Ages, 232. The scenes of persecution enacted during Christ's life will be enacted by false religionists till the close of time. Men think that they have a right to take into their charge the consciences of men and work out their theories of apostasy and transgression. History will be repeated. Christ declared that prior to his second coming, the world would be as it was in the days of Noah, when men reached such a pass in following their own sinful imagination that God destroyed them by a flood. Manuscript Releases, Volume 12, 413. Little did the Jews realize the terrible responsibility involved in rejecting Christ. From the time when the first innocent blood was shed, when righteous Abel fell by the hand of Cain, the same history had been repeated with increasing guilt. In every age, prophets had lifted up their voices against the sins of kings, rulers, and people, speaking the words which God gave them and obeying his will at the peril of their lives. From generation to generation, there had been heaping up a terrible punishment for the rejecters of light and truth. This, the enemies of Christ, were now drawing down upon their own heads. The sin of the priests and rulers was greater than that of any preceding generation. By their rejection of the Savior, they were making themselves responsible for the blood of all the righteous men slain from Abel to Christ. They were about to fill to overflowing their cup of iniquity, and soon it was to be poured upon their heads in retributive justice. Of this, Jesus warned them, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. The Desire of Ages, 6:18. In the case of Ananias, the sin of fraud against God was speedily detected and punished. This example of God's judgment was designed to be a danger signal to all future generations. The same sin was often repeated in the after history of the church, and it is committed by many in our time. But though not attended with the visible manifestation of God's displeasure, it is no less heinous in his sight now than in the apostles' time. The warning has been given. God has clearly manifested his abhorrence of this sin, and all who pursue a similar course of action may be sure that they are destroying their own souls. Review and Herald, May 23, 1893, John the Baptist. The work of John the Baptist, and the work of those who in the last days go forth in the spirit and power of Elijah to arouse the people from their apathy, are in many respects the same. His work is a type of the work that must be done in this age. Christ is to come the second time to judge the world in righteousness. The messengers of God who bear the last message of warning to be given to the world are to prepare the way for Christ's second advent, as John prepared the way for his first advent. In this preparatory work, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. For history is to be repeated, and once again the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. In this age, just prior to the second coming of Christ in the clouds of heaven, God calls for men who will prepare a people to stand in the great day of the Lord. Just such a work as that which John did is to be carried on in these last days. The Lord is giving messages to his people through the instruments he has chosen, and he would have all heed the admonitions and warnings he sends. The message preceding the public ministry of Christ was, "Repent, publicans and sinners. Repent, Pharisees and Sadducees. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Our message is not to be one of peace and safety. As a people who believe in Christ's soon appearing, we have a definite message to bear. Prepare to meet thy God. Our message must be as direct as was that of John. He rebuked kings for their iniquity. Notwithstanding the peril his life was in, he never allowed truth to languish on his lips. Our work in this age must be as faithfully done. Southern Watchman, March 21, 1905. Elijah, through the long centuries that have passed since Elijah's time, the record of his life work has brought inspiration and courage to those who have been called to stand for the right in the midst of apostasy. And for us, upon whom the ends of the world are come, 1 Corinthians 10:11, it has special significance. History is being repeated. The world today has its Ahabs and its Jezebels. The present age is one of idolatry, as verily as was that in which Elijah lived. No outward shrine may be visible. There may be no image for the eye to rest upon. Yet thousands are following after the gods of this world, after riches, fame, pleasure, and the pleasing fables that permit man to follow the inclinations of the unregenerate heart. Multitude have a wrong conception of God and his attributes, and are as truly serving a false god as were the worshippers of Baal. Many even of those who claim to be Christians have allied themselves with influences that are unalterably opposed to God and his truth. Thus they are led to turn away from the divine and to exalt the human. Prophets and Kings 1:77. The Apostles. In the days of the Apostles, the most foolish heresies were presented as truth. History has been and will be repeated. There will always be those who, though apparently conscientious, will grasp at the shadow, preferring it to the substance. They take error in the place of truth, because error is clothed with a new garment, which they think covers something wonderful. But let the covering be removed, and nothingness appears. Selected Messages, Book 1, 162. The Millerites. Again and again I have been shown that the past experiences of God's people are not to be counted as dead facts. We are not to treat the record of these experiences as we would treat a last year's almanac. The record is to be kept in mind, for history will repeat itself. The darkness of the mysteries of the night is to be illuminated with the light of heaven. Publishing Ministry, 175. The proclamation of the first, second, and third angels' messages has been located by the word of inspiration. Not a peg or pin is to be removed. No human authority has any more right to change the location of these messages than to substitute the New Testament for the Old. The Old Testament is the gospel in figures and symbols. The New Testament is the substance. One is as essential as the other. The Old Testament presents lessons from the lips of Christ, and these lessons have not lost their force in any particular. The first and second messages were given in 1843 and 1844, and we are now under the proclamation of the third. But all three of the messages are still to be proclaimed. It is just as essential now as ever before that they shall be repeated to those who are seeking for the truth. By pen and voice, we are to sound the proclamation, showing their order and the application of the prophecies that bring us to the third angel's message. There cannot be a third without the first and second. These messages we are to give to the world in publications, in discourses, showing in the line of prophetic history the things that have been and the things that will be. Selected Messages, Book 2, 104. The Parable of the Ten Virgins. When the third angel's message is preached as it should be, power attends its proclamation, and it becomes an abiding influence. It must be attended with divine power, or it will accomplish nothing. I am often referred to the parable of the ten virgins, five of whom were wise and five foolish. This parable has been and will be fulfilled to the very letter, for it has a special application to this time, and like the third angel's message, has been fulfilled and will continue to be present truth till the close of time. In the parable, the ten virgins had lamps, but only five of them had the saving oil with which to keep their lamps burning. This represents the condition of the church. The wise and the foolish have their Bibles and are provided with all the means of grace, but many do not appreciate the fact that they must have the heavenly unction. They do not heed the invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Review and Herald, August 19, 1890. There is a world lying in wickedness, in deception and delusion, in the very shadow of death, asleep, asleep. Who are feeling travail of soul to awaken them? What voice can reach them? My mind was carried to the future, when the signal will be given. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. But some will have delayed to obtain the oil for replenishing their lamps, and too late they will find that character, which is represented by the oil, is not transferable. Review and Herald, February 11, 1896. Adventism. The Lord has set before me matters which are of urgent importance for the present time, and which reach into the future. The words have been spoken in a charge to me. Write in a book the things which thou hast seen and heard, and let it go to all the people, for the time is at hand when past history will be repeated. Colportor Ministry, 128. I will not go into all the painful history, it is too much, but last January the Lord showed me that erroneous theories and methods would be brought into our camp meetings, and that the history of the past would be repeated. Selected Messages, Book 2, 37. Every man needs now to take his position on the old-time foundation of obedience to God. Let no one allow the propositions of any group of men to lead him, through a spirit of compromise, to accept wrong plans and principles. I have been instructed that history will be repeated, and that the specious working of Satan will be revealed by human agents. We must work discreetly and determinedly to adjust matters. The recent efforts to induce God's people to accept binding propositions are the last that should be passed by without a decided protest. Let us not take another step toward the acceptance of such proposition, lest we be ensnared. Manuscript Releases, Volume 12, 67. Every man needs now to take his position on the old true foundation, to be led by God, and not allow Dr. Kellogg's dictated propositions to find favor. God has not ordered any such thing. I have seen that history would be repeated, and that the specious working of Satan would be revealed by human agents. We must work discreetly and determinedly to right up things. This recent effort to present binding propositions to God's people, as if man were God, is the last one he should be permitted to make without our voice being raised in protest. Not another step toward the acceptance of such propositions is to be taken, lest we be fastened in a snare. Battle Creek Letters 73. Past Reforms. The history of past reform is repeated in the work of today. The people who have the precious truth for these last days are to turn their attention especially to the provisions God has made for them to become intelligent, in order that they may be qualified to meet the coming issues. The truth for these last days has not been supported by large legacies or advanced by worldly influence. God has given us the privilege of becoming partakers with Christ in his sufferings here, and he has provided that we may have a title to an inheritance in the earth made new. The secret of our success in the work of God will be found in the harmonious working of our people. There must be concentrated action. Every member of the body of Christ must act his part in the cause of God, according to the ability that God has given him. The body has been compacted by that which every joint supplieth to the effectual working of every part. Signs of the Times, June 3, 1889. Rise and Falls of Kingdoms. Every nation that has come upon the stage of action has been permitted to occupy its place on the earth, that it might be seen whether it would fulfill the purpose of the Watcher and the Holy One. Prophecy has traced the rise and fall of the world's great empires. Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, with each of these, as with nations of less power, history repeated itself. Each had its period of test, each failed, its glory faded, its power departed, and its place was occupied by another. Education 176. Many of the prophecies are about to be fulfilled in quick succession. Every element of power is about to be set to work. Past history will be repeated, old controversies will arouse to new life, and peril will beset God's people on every side. Intensity is taking possession of the human family. It is permeating everything upon the earth. And for what? Games, plays, amusements. People are rushing and crowding and contending for the mastery. That which is common and perishable is absorbing their attention, so that things of eternal interest are scarcely thought of. Christ Triumphant, 3:13. Daniel in the Revelation. All that God has in prophetic history specified to be fulfilled in the past has been, and all that is yet to come in its order will be. Daniel, God's prophet, stands in his place, John stands in his place. In the Revelation, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has opened to the students of prophecy the book of Daniel, and thus is Daniel standing in his place. He bears his testimony, that which the Lord revealed to him in vision of the great and solemn events which we must know as we stand on the very threshold of their fulfillment. Selected Messages, Book 2, 109. Many ministers make no effort to explain Revelation. They call it an unprofitable book to study. They regard it as a sealed book, because it contains the record of figures and symbols. But the very name that has been given it, Revelation, is a denial of this supposition. Revelation is a sealed book, but it is also an opened book. It records marvelous events that are to take place in the last days of this earth's history. The teachings of this book are definite, not mystical and unintelligible. In it, the same line of prophecy is taken up as in Daniel. Some prophecies God has repeated, thus showing that importance must be given to them. The Lord does not repeat things that are of no great consequence. Manuscript Release, Volume 8, 4:13. We have no time to lose. Troublous times are before us. The world is stirred with the spirit of war. Soon the scenes of trouble spoken of in the prophecies will take place. The prophecy in the 11th of Daniel has nearly reached its complete fulfillment. Much of the history that has taken place in fulfillment of this prophecy will be repeated. In the 30th verse, a power is spoken of that shall be grieved and return and have indignation against the Holy Covenant. So shall he do. He shall even return and have intelligence with them that forsake the Holy Covenant. Verses 31 to 36. Scenes similar to those described in these words will take place. We see evidence that Satan is fast obtaining the control of human minds who have not the fear of God before them. Let all read and understand the prophecies of this book, for we are now entering upon the time of trouble spoken of. Daniel 12, 1-4. Manuscript Releases, Volume 13, 394. Will our brethren bear in mind that we are living amid the perils of the last days? Read Revelation in connection with Daniel. Teach these things. Those who eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of God will bring from the books of Daniel and Revelation truth that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. They will start into action forces that cannot be repressed. The lips of children will be opened to proclaim the mysteries that have been hidden from the minds of men. We are standing on the threshold of great and solemn events. Many of the prophecies are about to be fulfilled in quick succession. Every element of power is about to be set to work. Past history will be repeated, old controversies will arouse to new life, and peril will beset God's people on every side. Intensity is taking hold of the human family. It is permeating everything upon the earth. Study Revelation in connection with Daniel, for history will be repeated. As we near the close of this world's history, the prophecies relating to the last days especially demand our study. The last book of the New Testament scriptures is full of truth that we need to understand. Satan has blinded the minds of many so that they have been glad of any excuse for not making the revelation their study. Testimonies to Ministers 116-117. There in his open hand lay the book, the roll of the history of God's providences, the prophetic history of nations and the church. Herein was contained the divine utterances, his authority, his commandments, his laws, the whole symbolic counsel of the eternal, and the history of all ruling powers in the nations. In symbolic language was contained in that roll the influence of every nation, tongue, and people from the beginning of earth's history to its close. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Revelation 5:1-3. This roll was written within and without. John says, Revelation 5:4, 5:8-14. 6:8-11, Revelation 8:1-4 quoted, "The same spirit is seen today that is represented in Revelation 6:6-8. History is to be repeated. That which has been will be again." Manuscript Releases, Volume 9. 7. The Sunday Law. How true is this today? Laws enacted by finite authority are exalted above the law of Jehovah. Men trample underfoot God's holy law, and say of God's people, as the Jews said of Christ, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die." Over and over again this will be repeated. Christ has told us that in the world we shall have tribulation, but that in him we shall have peace. Those who live during the last days of this earth's history will know what it means to be persecuted for the truth's sake. In the courts, injustice will prevail. The judges will refuse to listen to the reasons of those who are loyal to the commandments of God, because they know that arguments in favor of the fourth commandment are unanswerable. They will say, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die." God's law is nothing to them. Our law with them is supreme. Those who respect this human law will be favored, but those who will not bow to the idol Sabbath will have no favors shown them. Signs of the Times, May 26, 1898. Nebuchadnezzar, the vainglory and oppression seen in the course pursued by the heathen king Nebuchadnezzar, is being and will continue to be manifested in our day. History will repeat itself. In this age, the test will be on the point of Sabbath observance. The Youth Instructor, July 12, 1904. History will be repeated. False religion will be exalted. The first day of the week, a common working day, possessing no sanctity whatever, will be set up as was the image of Babylon. All nations and tongues and peoples will be commanded to worship this spurious Sabbath. This is Satan's plan to make of no account the day instituted by God and given to the world as a memorial of creation. The decree enforcing the worship of this day is to go forth to all the world. In a limited degree, it has already gone forth. In several places, the civil power is speaking with the voice of a dragon, just as the heathen king spoke to the Hebrew captives. Trial and persecution will come to all who, in obedience to the word of God, refuse to worship this false Sabbath. Force is the last resort of every false religion. At first it tries attraction, as the king of Babylon tried the power of music and outward show. If these attractions, invented by men inspired by Satan, failed to make men worship the image, the hungry flames of the furnace were ready to consume them. So it will be now. The papacy has exercised her power to compel men to obey her, and she will continue to do so. We need the same spirit that was manifested by God's servants in the conflict with paganism. The decree enforcing the worship of this day is to go forth to all the world. Signs of the Times, May 6, 1897. History will repeat itself. In this age, the great test will be upon the point of Sabbath observance. A rival Sabbath is exalted, as was the great golden image in the plain of Dura. Leaders claiming to be Christians will call upon the world to observe the spurious Sabbath that they have made. All who refuse will be put under oppressive laws. This is the mystery of iniquity, the devising of satanic agencies, carried into effect by the man of sin. Christ Triumphant, 178. It is a fearful thing for any soul to place himself on Satan's side of the question, for as soon as he does this, a change passes over him, as it is said of the king of Babylon, that his visage changed toward the three faithful Hebrews. Past history will be repeated. Men will reject the Holy Spirit's working and open the door of the mind to satanic attributes that separate them from God. They will turn against the very messengers through whom God sends the messages of warning. Even now I fear that the very things I am seeking to make plain will be misapplied, misinterpreted, and falsified. Some have felt it a virtue to educate themselves in this line, and by their misapplication they make of no effect the messages God sends. Manuscript Releases, Volume 19 and 22. The time of Esther, the decree which is to go forth against the people of God in the near future, will be in some respects similar to that issued by Ahasuerus against the Jews in the time of Esther. The Persian edict sprang from the malice of Haman toward Mordecai. Not that Mordecai had done Haman harm, but he had refused to flatter his vanity by showing him the reverence which belongs only to God. The king's decision against the Jews was secured under false pretenses, a misrepresentation of that peculiar people. Satan instigated the scheme in order to rid the earth of those who preserved the knowledge of the true God, but his plots were defeated by a counterpower that reigns among the children of men. Angels that excel in strength were commissioned to protect the people of God, and the plots of their adversaries returned upon their own heads. History will repeat itself. In this age, the test will be on the point of Sabbath observance. The same masterful mind that plotted against the faithful in ages past is now at work to gain control of the falling churches, that through them he may condemn and put to death all who will not worship the idol Sabbath. Signs of the Times, February 22, 1910. The decree which is to go forth against the people of God in the near future is in some respects similar to that issued by Ahasuerus against the Jews in the time of Esther. History repeats itself. The same masterful mind that plotted against the faithful in ages past is now at work to gain control of the Protestant churches, that through them he may condemn and put to death all who will not worship the idol Sabbath. We have not to battle with man, as it may appear. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But if the people of God will put their trust in him, and by faith rely upon his power, the devices of Satan will be defeated in our time as signally as in the days of Mordecai. The decree is to go forth that all who will not receive the mark of the beast shall neither buy nor sell, and finally that they shall be put to death. But the saints of God do not receive this mark. The prophet of Patmos beheld those that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God, and singing the song of Moses and the Lamb. Signs of the Times, November 8, 1899. Nehemiah. The experience of Nehemiah is repeated in the history of God's people in this time. Those who labor in the cause of truth will find that they cannot do this without exciting the anger of its enemies. Though they have been called of God to the work in which they are engaged, and their course is approved of him, they cannot escape reproach and derision. They will be denounced as visionary, unreliable, scheming, hypocritical, anything, in short, that will suit the purpose of their enemies. The most sacred things will be represented in a ridiculous light to amuse the ungodly. A very small amount of sarcasm and low wit, united with envy, jealousy, impiety, and hatred, is sufficient to excite the mirth of the profane scoffer. And these presumptuous jesters sharpen one another's ingenuity and embolden each other in their blasphemous work. Contempt and derision are indeed painful to human nature, but they must be endured by all who are true to God. It is the policy of Satan thus to turn souls from doing the work which the Lord has laid upon them. Southern Watchman, April 12, 1904. Let those who are asked to leave their work to engage in a council at Battle Creek read the 6th chapter of Nehemiah. Nehemiah 6, 1-8 quoted. History is being repeated. Work of this nature has been done and will be done again. Nehemiah continues, For they all made us afraid, saying, Their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Afterward I came into the house of Shemaiah, who was shut up, and he said, Let us meet together in the house of God, within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee, yea, in the night they will come to slay thee. And I said, Should such a man as I flee? And who is there that, being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. And lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid, and do so, and sin, that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. A work similar to this will be done, and Seventh-day Adventists will have to meet it. Miscellaneous Collections, A Place Called Oakwood, 96. The Israelites had no real excuse for leaving their work on the temple. The time when the most serious objections were raised was the time for them to persevere in building. But they were actuated by a selfish dislike to encounter danger by arousing the opposition of their enemies. They did not possess the faith that is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. They hesitated to move forward by faith in the opening providences of God because they could not see the end from the beginning. When difficulties arose, they were easily turned from the work. This history will be repeated. Review and Herald, December 5, 1907. Past history will be repeated. A determined conflict is to be waged in the Christian world. People who are disloyal to the commandments of the living God will, in their supposed self-importance, be inspired by Satan to war against those who follow the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. The result will be that people will become inhuman in their actions toward other people. Christ Triumphant, 271. All those who in our day turn the truth of God into a lie by their human traditions will surely set up their human laws to counteract the laws of God. These laws will be made as vigorous as ever the self-righteous Pharisees made their traditions. Men will strive to disguise their ungodly deeds and want of piety by making laws to compel the conscience of others, and in their false religious zeal to enforce these laws, they will oppress their fellow men. History will be, and even now is being, repeated. The same power from beneath that worked in Christ's day is making itself known. Oppressive laws, which have not in them a particle of the Spirit of God, are being enacted. And the less men submit themselves in obedience to the law of God, the more zealously will they try to enforce human laws. They will teach for doctrine the commandments of men. Signs of the Times, January 17, 1900. This rich experience is bequeathed to us as a legacy of great value. When history shall be repeated, when the great men and women of earth will not come to the Bible for light and evidence and truth, when human commandments shall be exalted above the commandments of God, and when it shall be regarded a crime to obey God rather than civil laws, then we shall not have to tread a path in which we have had but few examples of others who have gone before us. Christ Triumphant, 325. Satan urges this falsehood that he may take the world captive. It is his plan to compel men to accept errors. He takes an active part in the promulgation of all false religions and will stop at nothing in his efforts to enforce erroneous doctrines. Under a cloak of religious zeal, men, influenced by his spirit, have invented the most cruel tortures for their fellow men and have inflicted the most awful sufferings upon them. Satan and his agents have the same spirit still. and the history of the past will be repeated in our day. Review and Herald, March 18, 1884. This is the principle that needs to be cultivated. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. John 15:10. In submission to the principles of the law of God is our only safety. The world is in great need of salt, which Christian precept and practice can introduce into it. The world is following in the steps of the inhabitants of the Noachian world and of the Sodomites. Of the days of Noah it is written, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And Jude says, Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Jude 7. Here is presented to us a state of things which has been, and history will be repeated. Manuscript Releases, Volume 19, 105. History will be repeated. The time will come, Christ tells us, when many deceivers will go forth declaring themselves to be the Christ. The Savior says, Go ye not after them. We need not be deceived. Manuscript Releases, Volume 19, 358. The Lord has set before me matters which are of urgent importance for the present time and which reach into the future. The words have been spoken in a charge to me. Write in a book the things which thou hast seen and heard, and let it go to all people, for the time is at hand when past history will be repeated. I have been aroused at 1, 2, or 3 o'clock in the morning with some point forcibly impressed upon my mind as if spoken by the voice of God. I was shown that many of our own people were asleep in their sins, and although they claimed to be Christians, they would perish unless they were converted. The solemn impressions made upon my mind as the truth was laid out in clear lines before me, I tried to bring before others, that each might feel the necessity of having a religious experience for himself, of having a knowledge of the Savior for himself, of seeking repentance, faith, love, hope, and holiness for himself. Selected Messages, Book 3, 1 or 13. And it came to pass in the 4th year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up, I cannot go into the house of the Lord. Therefore go thou, and read in the roll, which thou hast written from my mouth, the words of the Lord in the ears of the people in the Lord's house upon the fasting day. And also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. It may be they will present their supplication before the Lord, and will return every one from his evil way. For great is the anger and the fury that the Lord hath pronounced against this people. Jeremiah 36, 1-7. This chapter is a record of historical events that will be repeated. Let all who desire to receive warning read carefully. Seventh-day Adventists Bible Commentary, Volume 4, 1159. Spiritual drunkenness is now upon men who ought not to be staggering as men under the influence of strong drink. Crimes and irregularities, fraud, deceit, and unfair dealing fill the world, in accordance with the teaching of the leader who rebelled in the heavenly courts. History is to be repeated. I could specify what will be in the near future, but the time is not yet. The forms of the dead will appear through the cunning device of Satan, and many will link up with the one who loveth and maketh a lie. I warn our people that right among us some will turn away from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and by them the truth will be evil spoken of. Upward Look, 3:17. Stay yourselves and wonder. Cry ye out and cry, they are drunken but not with wine, they stagger but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and hath closed your eyes, the prophets and your rulers, the seers hath he covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men delivered to one that is learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned. Wherefore the Lord saith, Forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouths, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts afar from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work, and a wonder for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay, for shall the work say of him that made it, He made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, He had no understanding? Every word of this will be fulfilled. There are those who do not humble their hearts before God, and who will not walk uprightly. They hide their true purposes, and keep in fellowship with the fallen angel, who loveth and maketh a lie. The enemy puts spirit upon the men whom he can use to deceive those who are partially in the dark. Some are becoming imbued with the darkness that prevails, and are setting the truth aside for error. The day pointed out by prophecy is come. Jesus Christ is not understood. Jesus Christ is to them a fable. At this stage of the earth's history, many act like drunken men. Stay yourselves and wonder, cry ye out and cry, they are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers hath he covered. A spiritual drunkenness is upon many who suppose they are the people who shall be exalted. Their religious faith is just as is represented in this scripture. Under its influence, they cannot walk straight. They make crooked paths in their course of action. One and then another, they reel to and fro. They are looked upon by the Lord with great pity. The way of truth they have not known. They are scientific schemers, and those who could and should have helped because of a clear spiritual eyesight are themselves deceived and are sustaining an evil work. The developments of these last days will soon become decided. When these spiritualistic deceptions are revealed to be what they really are, the secret workings of evil spirits, those who have acted a part in them will become as men who have lost their minds. Wherefore the Lord saith, Forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men, therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people. Even a marvelous work and a wonder for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, He made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, He had no understanding? It is presented to me that in our experience we have been and are meeting this very condition of things. Men who have had great light and wonderful privileges have taken the word of leaders who think themselves wise, who have been greatly favored and blessed by the Lord, but who have taken themselves out of the hands of God and placed themselves in the ranks of the enemy. The world is to be flooded with specious fallacies. One human mind, accepting these fallacies, will work upon other human minds who have been turning the precious evidence of God's truth into a lie. These men will be deceived by fallen angels when they should have stood as faithful guardians, watching for souls as they that must give an account. They have laid down the weapons of their warfare and have given heed to seducing spirits. They make of no effect the counsel of God and set aside his warnings and reproofs, and are positively on Satan's side, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Spiritual drunkenness is now upon men who ought not to be staggering as men under the influence of strong drink. Crimes and irregularities, fraud, deceit, and unfair dealing fill the world in accordance with the teaching of the leader who rebelled in the heavenly courts. History is to be repeated. I could specify what will be in the near future, but the time is not yet. The forms of the dead will appear through the cunning device of Satan, and many will link up with the one who loveth and maketh a lie. I warn our people that right among us some will turn away from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and by them the truth will be evil spoken of. A marvelous work shall take place. Ministers, lawyers, doctors, who have permitted these falsehoods to overmaster their spirit of discernment, will be themselves deceivers, united with the deceived. A spiritual drunkenness will take possession of them. To the unfaithful stewards the Lord says, "Take you pleasure, and walk in blindness as drunken men. For after having many opportunities and refusing to improve them, you will act at last as the drunkard acts, throwing away your hope of eternal life. Seeking deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and making lies their refuge, they will misinterpret the warnings and messages God has sent, placing on these warnings their false statements, to make God's word of no effect. Reports and suggestions are gathered up and kept in the memory, to be used when it is thought they can be used with the best effect. This has been going on for some time. Those who do this work seek deep to hide their counsel from those whom they would injure. But the Lord is acquainted with every movement, every performance. All the secret workings of men are open to the one who knows the heart. Some who have been deceived by men in responsible places will repent and be converted. And in all our dealings with them, we must remember that none of those who are in the depth of Satan's snares know that they are there. Is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed a forest? And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to naught, and the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off, that make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gate, and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. Therefore thus saith the Lord, who redeemed Abraham, concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale. But when he seeth his children, the work of mine hands in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrines. Isaiah 29:17-24. Battle Creek Letters, 1 and 20:26. It is now fully time that an advance move was made in Australia. We shall have to meet every form of opposition and every manner of hindrance. The history of the past will be repeated. It is not evidence of the truth of our cause that our enemies want, for they are filled with fierce opposition to the truth itself, because they cannot controvert it. There are enemies without who are organized to stop the work of God. But let us move forward with well-concentrated effort and overcome every difficulty. We must reach the people where they are, for the reproach cast upon God's messengers must be counteracted, and it will be. Bible Echo, December 8, 1893. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3:9. Each strengthening the hands of the other. It is full time that our brethren and sisters made an advance move. We will meet every form of opposition. Every hindrance will be placed in the way of the work, for history will be repeated. It is not evidence that the enemies and opposers of the truth want. They have fierce hatred of the truth itself, for they cannot controvert it. There are organized and sleepless adversaries from without who are determined to stop the work of God, but let us move forward with well-concentrated effort amid all the discouragements. We must reach the people. The reproach cast upon God's messengers must be counteracted, and it will be. Manuscript Releases, Volume 11-12. Read in my books, Patriarchs and Prophets, and Great Controversy, the story of the first great apostasy. History is being repeated and will be repeated. Read then and understand. The time is drawing to a close when power of influence, of intellect, of knowledge and science can cover the least departure from the Lord's way. He has pledged his word that he will humble every oppressor of his ministers, or the appointed agencies engaged in his work. Persecuting powers will be brought to judgment, for all the resources of heaven and earth are to be called at God's command to do his work. God sees and knows those who are proud and self-sufficient, and he will bring them into judgment. Before the flood, men cast off the fear of God and trampled underfoot his holy law, but judgment overtook them. Read Isaiah 47:10. Say to our brethren and sisters who have known and understood the voice of God in his word, let nothing interpose between you and eternal interests. Think of this representation given of Christ in the scriptures I have quoted. The Savior, in his supreme power, could have palsied the hands that smote him, challenging him, the Prince of Life, to prophesy. When men refuse the counsels of God and walk directly contrary to them, they make very strange speeches, but do not be the least concerned or surprised. The Lord is watching every movement. There are straight messages to be given, and in no case are we to fear the face of man. If Christ endured so much, can we not endure something for his sake? Who was he? The Prince of Heaven. Read Isaiah 9:6, Matthew 28:18-20. The Paulson Collection, 123.